This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Woman of God, just say your name for the recording, your first name, your last name, your email address, as well as your phone number.
Robin Watkins, email address robinpm@hotmail.com, phone number 630-930-0404.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for woman, I think your phone is dialing back the ministry.
Okay.
Father God, we thank you for Sister Robin Watkins. Father God, we do thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Father God, we thank you for your increase. We thank you for your favor. Father God, we thank you for multiplication and increase. Father God, we thank you for the head protection around the family in this season. Thank you for blessing the home in a special way. Thank you for blessing Sister Watkins in a special way, Father God, even concerning business and entrepreneurship. Father God, continue to lead and guide the woman of God in your will and your way in this season and always. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sister Watkins, I hear Father God saying, don't make any hasty decisions in this season, for Father God says this is the season of restoration in life. I do hear Father God saying this is the season to begin to get into meditation and prayer. I hear Father God saying, peace be still. Father God says stay focused and don't bite any distractions in this season. And I also hear Father God saying this is the season to begin to get your spiritual priorities in order. Father God says this is the season to study to show yourself approved. I do hear Father God says educational favor, for God says your education is not over. I do hear Father God saying speak and be heard in this season. And I hear Father God saying this is the season to be mindful of your words and actions. For I hear Father God saying this is the season of healing to thy body, thy mind, and thy household. I also hear Father God saying emotional healing in this season. I hear Father God saying knock, for the door has been opened. God says what you're praying for is praying for you in this season. I do hear Father God say write it down and make it plain in this season. For Father God says what you write down and what you focus on and what you continue to move toward is going to move toward you. Now, I do hear Father God saying there's favor concerning a vehicle situation. And I hear Father God saying, again, don't make any hasty decisions in this season. For Father God saying, causing a new path and a new way concerning some things. And that is the word of the Lord to you today, woman of God.
Okay. Thank you.
Has the word of the Lord ministered to you today, woman of God?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your question? You had a question earlier?
Yeah. I found some things of my husband, and I just have one question. Is he on the down low?
Okay, now, woman of God, that's a one-on-one. That's a whole nother topic. I'm not even going to get into that. What I will say to you, have you asked your husband this question?
I have.
And what did he say?
And he denied it.
Okay. So if you're feeling this, what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to end it. I have to end it. Because I know, even right now, he's with a gay guy, and he said they're just friends. I can't do it. I'm not at peace. I used to be a peaceful person. My whole life is upside down now.
Well, woman of God, let me just say this to you. What your husband is, he is. There's nothing you can do about it. It's up to him to make his decisions. But to allow your life to be turned upside down because he's a certain way, that's an issue. Why is your life turned upside down if he's that way?
Yeah, I agree.
Greater is he that is in you than they that's in the world. Is that not the truth?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so what I can say to you, woman of God, is make up your mind and stand by your choices.
Okay.
only you can give your power away.
Okay.
I understand that you have to manifest the seed for one-on-one. As you manifest the seed, what I can encourage you to do is begin coming on the conference calls, the live conference calls that Bishop has. Do you have the times and the phone number?
Yes. I think I sent me an email. Yes, I do.
Okay. We have a conference call tonight at 7:30. Bishop has been teaching on breaking generational curses. And a lot of this stuff is generational, whether people want to acknowledge it or not.
Okay.
So I encourage you to come on the conference calls. My name is Prophetess Nichelle Barron. I'm Bishop Barron's wife. I encourage you to come on the conference calls, begin to hear the teachings and apply them. You know,
okay.
No one can take your power. No one can take what God has given you unless you give it away, sweet woman of God.
Okay.
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 So begin to take a look at some things you need to do for yourself and begin to move in what God has gifted you. Amen.
Amen. Yes,
I hear you. Has your question been answered today?
Yes, it has. Thank you so much.
God bless you, woman of God, and thank you for your patience and understanding today.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, woman of God.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You have a powerful week.
This call has been recorded.